Great. Hi, I'm Victoria, for those of you who don't know me. And I've been involved in FCF for probably about 5 years, out of the 40 years it's been going. So when I listened to the last few speakers about their lessons through lockdown, I thought, wow, what would my lessons be? Well, my life's been pretty normal. Everything's carried on pretty much the same. My husband, Gordon, and I, who are both teachers, have continued to work right the way through. I've always done my shopping at the shops, I've looked after the family, and nothing much has really changed. And that's kind of what I thought. And when Martin first asked me, I said, oh, well, I don't think anything's really changed. But then when he did ask me to do this talk, and I really reflected on everything that has happened since March 2020, I realised that actually quite a lot has changed in my life. We've been through quite a lot as a family, and God has been teaching me things the whole time. So here are some of the things that I've learned over the last 16 months. You'll see some of the similar themes emerging that have also been shared by others over the last few weeks. And I'm just going to start by reading Romans 5, 1 to 11. So Romans 5, 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we've now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. I'm not going to unpick all of that because there's loads in there, but there's just a few bits I'm going to refer to. So the things I'm going to be talking about today are trust and hope. Stay connected to God and others. Keep listening and God will speak to you. And be kind to yourself. So at the start of lockdown, we were in a rented house in Painswick, and we were in the process of buying a house back in Cranham. How that all came about and God's hand in it is another story. But for the moment, we were having to hold our nerve, and we were relying on God's words and promises to us about our house move, which undoubtedly did get held up a little by COVID. But through the whole process, I had to trust God. I had to lean into him and hold onto his words. And to do this, I had to carve out time to be still and to listen to what God had to say to me. Many talked about all the time that lockdown gave them, but we were just as busy as normal. Teaching remotely and teaching key workers' children meant teaching twice, once online and again to different children in school. Shopping expeditions for us and neighbours would take the best part of the day, but making time to spend with God was vital. He will always show up if we show up. So many times, God gave me clear words through others to questions and things I was praying about. For example, our actual house move. Finding movers during lockdown was complicated and expensive. Gordon suggested we moved ourselves. I was reluctant. We were renting a rickety three-story townhouse in the centre of Painswick without any parking. And because of COVID, none of our friends could help us. I didn't really want to start the next chapter in our new house fraught with stress and arguments involved in moving ourselves. But it was beginning to seem the only option. 10 days before we were due to move, Trevor spoke at FCF and shared this verse. Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord my God is with you. And that was from 1 Chronicles. It was the words, do the work, which really struck out at me. That's what I needed to hear, to have the confidence that moving ourselves was the right thing to do. And we did it as a family. We bribed the children. It was hard work, but joy and laughter. But with joy and laughter, it was a real accomplishment. But if I hadn't stayed consciously connected to God and God's people by turning up and tuning in to church, I would have missed what God wanted to say to me. So stay connected and keep trusting. God knows the desires of our hearts, and we need to keep walking and trusting in him. Our 1960s bungalow has worked out, and so far it's been even better than we expected or imagined. And I still believe God's given us this house in this place for a reason, which I don't fully know yet, but I have to remain in his hope. And after we moved, we kind of settled in and COVID continued, and the summer, last summer, kind of opened up a bit, didn't it? And then it closed down again. And then last autumn, I entered a time of real struggle and heartache. I always try and write down when God's spoken to me in my journal. But from the end of September until March, I've got nothing written down. I didn't drift from God. It was a time when I was clinging to him and the hope that I knew he was for dear life. Just like it said in that song, we can cling to his rock. Gina, my dear friend, was going downhill fast. And out of the blue, another dear friend, Frankie, knew something wasn't right. In October, Gina was admitted into the hospice, which suddenly meant we couldn't see her. And someone I'd spent so much time with over the last few years was taken away. And at that same week, Frankie was diagnosed with terminal cancer. It felt like a physical blow. This wasn't meant to happen to faithful and wise, dependable Frankie, my mentor for the last 20 years, someone I would go to with my life and faith questions, someone I could go to and shout and cry, why is God letting Gina die? Why doesn't he heal her? Those kind of questions. But she continued to teach me so much more of God's faithfulness and mercy through her solid hope in him and knowledge of where she was going. I was angry with God. I shouted at him out on my walks through the woods where only he could hear me. I bargained with him. But I knew deep down that he was just as angry and sad about cancer in his world. And I knew deep down that if Frankie was at peace with her Lord, then so could I be. She slipped away so quickly, and I was humbled by her grace and stalwart faith. Having a wise mentor is something I would urge you to all invest in. Someone who will nurture and challenge you in your faith. Someone who will keep on going with you. Or seek the Lord about who you could be a mentor for. The Lord doesn't expect us to run this race on our own. We need to stay consciously connected to God and to our church family here on earth. Through this time, I knew I couldn't always seek God for myself, but I knew I got through having others praying for me, especially my prayer partners and others in my Christian family. It made sure I held on to the hope that survives everything. Another area that God was talking to me about was being kind to myself. One of the last things I wrote down in September 2020 was about a picture of a corn on the cob. As I was peeling one day, it was as if each layer of leaves was a layer of forgiveness. As you keep on peeling back, and then it uncovers the perfectly formed whole, which is how God always sees me and sees us, and how he loves us. He doesn't really want us to cover ourselves over again with all the husks. We have been justified and forgiven through Christ. But it's all too easy to trip up or let ourselves allow the enemy in, to make us question ourselves and to put ourselves down. I know I do this. I'm not a good enough Christian to be able to do that. God won't answer my prayer. I'm too sinful. You keep on making that same mistake over again. You get the picture. But then God spoke clearly to me, saying, stop criticizing yourself and putting yourself down. Love yourselves as I love you. God reminded me that I'm made in his image, and so are all of you. As it says in Psalm 139, which was my survival kit psalm, which I think I spoke about last time, in verse 13 and 14 it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He created me. He's made me to be the person that I am. And each time I criticize and doubt myself, it's as if I'm criticizing him and putting him down. This was a bit of a wake-up call, and also as if a weight had been lifted. How many of us are all too quick to put ourselves down? But that's not what God wants for us. He loves us, and he will use us just the way we are. Yes, he may challenge us, but as the passage says, that leads to perseverance, character, and hope. So please don't put yourselves down and doubt that God can use you. He can, and he will. If we hold on to that hope, that will not disappoint us. Because as it says in the Romans 5 reading, God has and will pour out his love into our hearts, and the Holy Spirit will work in us. And as it reminds us in Psalm 41, he will restore, uphold, and sustain us. Christ's gentle resilience has been the backbone to my life and has got me through the last 16 months of lockdown. So trust and hope in your Lord. Stay connected to God and others. Keep listening, and God will speak to you. Be kind to yourself and see yourselves as God sees you. I just want to finish by reading verse 5 again. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom God has given us. Amen.